Okay, it looks like we're still here.
Yeah, we are here.
We're still here.
There was no devastating impact.
Yet!
Well, this is according to Snowball.
Snowball. No, despite the seriousness of that message, it still makes me giggle just a little bit when I hear the word snowball.
Okay.
Well, no, all I'm going to say is just watch the movie Clerks.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And you'll
yeah.
be like, you'll never hear that word the same ever again.
This is, you guys, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I am Karma.
I'm Will.
And Will has a mic because he stole it.
Hey, introduce your shirt, too.
Yeah.
Hi, shirt.
Don't talk to us, just introduce it.
Will's got this rad shirt on today, and it's just like, it's like blinding me.
It has red blood cells on it.
It has red blood cells, you're right. There's the little white blood cells cruising around. That's a beautiful shirt. And I can see the anger in Will's. He's like, would you just stop talking about my shirt?
And in case you're wondering.
New and it's clean.
I can see the anger in the designer.
There we go. In case you're wondering, we are aired live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Pioneer Radio Network. It's an internet-only radio network located at pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O, .net. Our website, of course, is ghostlytalk.com, www.ghostlytalk.com. Where all the action is. I know that I've been pretty busy in my journal, and as has Scott L. And
we've just been kind of jotting stuff down here,
jotting a few things,
a few thoughts here and
causing
there,
causing me to like roll on the floor laughing.
I haven't done a journal in forever.
I think feelings likewise.
Why don't you do journals?
I'm too busy. I'm never home.
He's never home. And see, I'm never at home either, but I'm always somewhere where there's a computer at, so I have plenty of free time, so.
Yeah, your company allows you to do that type of stuff. Mine doesn't.
Well, I didn't say they allow me to do that type of stuff. I just do it. And if they ever heard the show, I'd probably be canned, so.
Well, the pre-show anyway.
I don't like who I work for.
But I was pleased to see that Karma posted a news article. I even commented on it. I said, oh, way to go, Karma. Find more stuff.
You know, her journal.
About the Queen Mary?
Yeah, the Queen Mary cam. I thought that was kind of interesting.
I stumbled onto that one night. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I had seen it like a year and a half ago or something, but it wasn't running.
No,
so,
it wasn't?
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, well.
It was working last time I checked it.
Nowadays. They're supposed to get more cameras throughout the ship.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. That would be awesome. The Queen Mary, by the way, is a haunted ship in dry dock out in what? Somewhere near Los Angeles, I'm sure. And
somewhere on the other side of the country.
Yeah, you can stay on it. You can have weddings there. I haven't
heard
from anybody about.
It's very expensive. I know that.
Yeah, I haven't heard from anybody about the.
Actually, it's cheaper
picture.
Than having a wedding at like a regular hall and stuff around here. But the thing is you're only the maximum guest is like 35 people.
So I guess a small wedding.
An
elopement.
Well, that's what you should have. I've been, the last couple weddings I've been to, it was like 250 people came to the wedding.
Well, I'm trying to get you guys.
Attending the wedding.
It's ridiculous.
Because usually that's like the ceremony.
Heck
the,
yeah.
The
that's I'm talking about the ceremony. I didn't even start on the reception yet.
Yeah, the reception is usually 250 people. Everybody usually skips out on the wedding.
Well, I'm trying to get you guys into my brother's wedding.
Oh, are you?
It ain't going to be easy.
Trying to squeak us in, huh?
Trying to squeak you in, so we have to wait for cancellations and stuff, because you didn't make the first cut. Sorry.
So we're going
to... There was like,
wow!
I tried.
We got blown out first string, we're gone.
I tried.
Oh,
we don't have to come for dinner.
We'll come for drinks, though.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah,
how about drinks?
Yeah,
how about
after
drinks?
Dinner, Pop nobody knows.
We'll crash it right
else.
There.
Yeah.
Can I wear shorts and a t-shirt?
Of course.
No.
How about a dress shirt and shorts?
As long as you have a bow tie
on. That'll work.
I'll get one of those t-shirts, one of those shirt
t-shirts.
Tuxedo t-shirt. That'd be great, man. We got blown out the first string. I'm totally, that hurts.
You got caught.
Scott,
sorry.
You would have to wear khakis, though. Are you a khaki guy?
I have khakis I wear to
khaki
work.
Khaki shorts?
Not khaki shorts, I have khaki pants.
You can cut them off for the occasion.
Well, we're going to have a talk with your brother, man, because that hurts.
You didn't make the, well, there's just two.
There's a lot of people.
Family.
Oh, totally.
It's like her side of the family is huge.
Yeah, no, that's understandable.
And then our side of the family, well, we don't have a huge family, but, you know, there's like all these people everyone wanted to invite, and I'm like, can my friends come? And that was the last I heard of it.
And they're like, no. What, those ones in the radio show? No!
I'm even standing up at the wedding. And
can I tell you something about my sister's wedding?
Huh?
I asked her if friends could come, so I invited a few females.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that wasn't too good because one of my female friends who is older, about maybe 10, 12 years older than me, ends up taking my dad on the dance floor for, like, one of the first dances.
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, you should have seen my stepmom fly off her chair so fast.
Oh, my God.
Were they just dancing?
Yeah, they were dancing, but she didn't. For some reason, she didn't want her to come in the beginning because she kept saying, "Who's bleep bleep?" And I'm like, oh, that's my friend. Oh, well, why is she coming? Well, because Jen said I could invite her. Oh, because she kind of like, I don't know, she kind of like thinks things all the time. And she, for some reason, might have thought that
he was single.
Yeah. And as soon as that happened, she flew up.
Well, it was a civil misunderstanding.
And then cut in and threw her on my brother. You can dance with this, Larry.
Oh, my God.
There's Larry. Okay.
Everybody was like...
That's beautiful, man.
I know she doesn't listen to the show, but it's funny. It was hilarious. I was like, yeah. And I didn't even tell her to do that, either.
There's some pretty cool stuff we've done. We went to Enchanted Soul yesterday.
How was it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, they had
the cruise.
They had the Gratiot cruise. Yeah.
And Scott played.
Yeah, we played down the road from there.
Scared the crap out of all the old people. It was just, that was a lot of fun.
It was packed. It was absolutely packed.
But they had everybody off the road by like 8 o'clock, didn't they? Usually they let them stay till like 12.
That's when they start
throwing bleach on the street and letting these idiots start, you know, squealing out on their cars, throwing smoke up everywhere.
Yeah.
That's probably why they didn't want that to have that happen again. So they really cut everybody out early. But yeah, it was a pretty... Here, that's like the biggest thing in this side of town, pretty much. That and the fireworks.
Right.
And that's pretty much all you get on the east side.
You guys are coming, right?
Oh, are you having a party?
Yes.
Is this Friday? Oh, we're going to get juiced up on Pepsi.
If you guys can, get there a little early. I'll probably have to save you a parking spot.
Well, I have a little tiny car. I could just park under something.
Like in the flower bed.
In the flower bed or a flower pot or something, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go.
Is it Friday?
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah, because I work till 8.
That's cool.
I don't have to work, so I'll be there like at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'll come to your house early and we'll just sit. Yeah, we'll just get waiting. We'll have Pop behind your condo.
Is it this Friday?
And do crossword puzzles.
And do crossword puzzles.
Yes, exactly.
And talk about.
Is it next Friday, the 2nd?
Yeah.
I thought this Friday was...
Today's only the 20th.
Oh, hello. Next Friday.
Oh, okay.
I'm like a day late, short, everything.
So anyway, we went to Enchanted Soul. That was absolutely fantastic. I spent a lot of money. Well, not a lot, but I spent money there.
We stood out front of the place and just passed out flyers.
Well, if you go to Enchanted...
That was earlier.
If you go to, for example, EnchantedSoul.com, mm-hmm. She doesn't have a store online, thank heavens, because we'd be all like, click, buy, add to shopping cart. Because I bought candles, I bought a book, oh gosh, I bought other stuff too, I can't remember. But anyway, so I just like bought and Bonnie did the same thing. And it's just like incredible.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Enchanted Soul, because we were coming back from there yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm walking down the street and guess who I bump into?
Who?
Lane?
Bruce Piller from ESP.
Oh, really?
His son. He's better now.
Okay.
And I walked by him. He's like, hey, he saw me and he made fun of me as he walked by me. I didn't know who it was at first. I turned, I'm like, hey! And he's like, hey, Scott, hey! He's going to come. We're going to try to get him on like the middle to the end of July.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, because he was really sick for that show. Unfortunately, he had to cancel. But he's looking real good now. He came to see us play yesterday and we weren't playing then.
Oh, man.
I came to see you guys play, and it said here at 3 o'clock. I'm like, well, I didn't really know what time, so I just put like 3, 4, and 5.
But you ended up playing like, what, 3 and 5 or something? Or?
Yeah, it just kind of, yeah, but he unfortunately couldn't stay. But yeah, it was nice to see him again, and we're going to have him on probably in the middle of next month sometime.
Well, speaking of the middle of next month, I have news for Scott K., who is in the chat room. Speaking of the chat room,
mm-hmm.
if you go to pioneer.rolo.net, click on text chat.
Mm-hmm.
There are people listening to the show and chatting amongst each other in the chat room. And one of them is Scott K. So we might as well spring it on him now. We're coming to Indiana. I'm planning it. It's like...
Yeah, we're coming.
It's happening. And we're coming to Indiana middle of next month.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's around, I have to hit him up on the emails and say, you know, hey, you know, you're one of the few fortunate recipients of an email from me, And
keep it, save it.
I just don't email people, I'll dash them off an email with the plans and everything like that, and see if it'll work out to where we can go ghost hunting together.
Yeah,
let me head down. There's some places I want to check out, so we're going.
Yeah, that'll be the middle of next month. Yeah, I'm shooting to do that.
I want
to
hit.
There's gonna be a lot of trips planned this summer, actually, for our friends and us.
Well, we've been doing so little.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the radio show. We've been talking to 80 billion people, which is really, really cool. But we haven't been going. It's been like nonstop rain for 4 weeks here in Michigan.
And that we planned something that would rain. We got out one time. What was that, like a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's been nasty. Today's beautiful.
Today worked out okay.
Today's perfect.
Yeah.
We're going to be planning some trips.
Yeah,
so
nothing fell from the sky.
Nothing fell from the sky either.
I did listen to Ground Zero last night, of course. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, the Snowball Net broadcast.
Yeah.
Michael Goodspeed.
Michael Goodspeed was on last
was
night.
Was on with Clyde Lewis on Ground Zero.
That was really cool to hear him talk. I haven't heard him in so long.
Well, he was co-host.
He was part of Ground Zero.
With Clyde Lewis. And then went on to, do his writings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And now, to hear Michael Goodspeed on there, it was just totally awesome. And they ended up, they talked about, obviously, Snowball Net, and they took calls, and it was pretty cool.
They went through it again. They discussed the information. Michael brought his point of view in on that, and he even said, concerning the situation, he's like, this is the first thing I've ever really seen where something was prophesized, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually was coming to pass. It was actually coming. There was three warnings. Well, not three. There was three touchdowns. Three comets or asteroids or whatever hit the planet.
Well, meteorites.
Meteorites hit the planet. And that's the one we had that special show this past Thursday with Clyde. And like we said, one touchdown that night.
That was the third one.
In Southern Australia. So, and that's where I was like, uh-oh. But we sat up late. I listened to Clyde. You listened to Clyde. And I woke up today and I was like,
I'm still here.
Okay, the roof's still here.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be intact. Okay, cool. And the funniest thing about that, and this is what I noticed, is when I left to go to see my parents today, I got in my car and was driving down the road, and I looked up in the sky, and I mean, I don't know if you guys probably didn't notice this, but I looked up, and it was like a perfect day today. I mean, really, the weather was perfect.
Yeah.
And the sky was as blue as the ocean, and the clouds were just so soft and clean looking for some reason. And I got to thinking, I've been reading so much on, pollution, this ecosystem going to hell, this and that. And I looked around for a second, and I was like, wow, this is really looks pretty out here. This actually looks like a real nice, clean, breathed-in weather until the big bulldozer drove by me. And it looked... For some reason, I guess it was the psyche going on with myself where I'm like, okay, this could happen on Sunday. But that's another thing that Clyde did talk about concerning this issue also was that, it may not happen today. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen Tuesday. It could happen Wednesday because they don't know all the details of this thing. All they're going by is what they've heard and read. And this goes to the facts.
This one lady called in to Clyde Lewis, and she says, oh, I've got... I know the protocols.
Yeah, I heard that.
And
lady.
The Snowball Net broadcaster.
I bet she's got a real short haircut too.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been. One of her arguments was it would the Snowball Net people wouldn't have had a name such as Snowball Net. They would have had a code like Alpha 123 Tango. And I'm like,
okay.
They wouldn't have that. The problem with her arguments, and there were many problems with her arguments, the problem with her arguments to me was that I believed that this particular broadcast was not meant station to station. She was talking about station to station contact,
mm-hmm.
Where, let's say, like a Nextel, okay, mm-hmm. and you beat somebody.
That's in the event that
it
works,
Well, when it works, And it beats and it does a station-to-station connect and it talks. Mm-hmm. Well, station-to-station, I think this was more like station-to-multi-station.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think Snowball Net was expecting anybody to come back with a code. She was saying that it was supposed to, they were supposed to say this is, Alpha 123 Tango, you know, clock sync and all that junk, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then someone was supposed to, and then they were supposed to say something like, turn to page 129 of your manual, and it should say A, B, C, D. And then the other station that they were supposedly talking to should have turned to a page, you know, whatever in their manual and said A, B, C, you know, and then said, okay, you are clear, or whatever, you know, I believe what you're going to say.
Okay.
And, but the problem, there were so many problems with that. First of all, this was unencrypted, which obviously was unintentional.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this was a station-to-multi-station broadcast.
Probably had a hyphenated last name.
Hyphenated last name, too, yeah. That's a good point Will brought out. That particular lady. She probably had short hair and a hyphenated last name.
Why are you picking on his callers?
Well, I heard her last night, and she sounded like this. Yeah, yes, I'm a female.
okay. Here's the thing. I don't care what anybody sounds like, right?
Well, I don't care. I do, because it gives me ammunition.
Well, a lot of people, we'll see. That's very, very self-centered of you.
Oh, I'm just
I do, because I have a voice for being an author, right? Mm. I have a face for being on the radio, so I'm screwed anyway I go, right?
Yeah.
You have a face for an author, too.
Yeah, oh, thanks. Oh. So what happens,
thanks, Will, for defending my honor on this side of the table. Thank you. Volley the ball.
But if people don't, the way to get through to people is by making sense.
Yeah.
And I think that, you probably shouldn't judge someone on just the quality
of... I'm kidding around, for God's sake. I don't even know the lady.
That was ammunition for after she got done talking, I think, right?
What's that?
For her, how she sounded.
She sounded, well, I was in the military, and that's not how this works. I mean, I heard her talking, I'm like, eh. I understand what you're saying.
I did too, and it makes sense to me, but it only made sense for station to station content.
And throw one at him too, because he said she had a hyphenated last name.
He was tearing me up last week.
I did.
Oh, so it's my turn this week. Oh God! Well, when does he get put on the chopping block?
I get it all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You just get it, you know, on a nice, nice medium basis, so you don't get your special day. You get it every week. Now,
but I heard her argument. Mm-hmm. I thought it didn't hold very much water.
Yeah.
But of course, then again, nothing fell from the sky today that I know of. I haven't been to the Drudge Report today, but
no. Well, if there's anything that you guys know about, we're gonna have open lines tonight. If there's anything you guys do know about that may have touched down today, possibly, just hey, drop us a line 1-888-520-1969. Give us a call. Let us know. We're going to have open lines the whole show. We're going to be talking about all kinds of wild stuff today. And we'll be talking a little bit about the snowball and that thing that was happening also. We need to say hello to Clyde Lewis on top of that, because he came on the show at the last minute on Thursday.
Yeah.
And that was very cool of him to do that. And quite frankly, there was a lot of information that was sent out that night. And I'm proud to say I think we were the only show, too, that even decided to try to take this thing on and take it further, at least get it out there to as many people as possible.
Clyde was on one other show out of New Jersey somewhere.
What day was that?
I don't remember. I think it was after ours. But
okay, then.
I didn't get to hear it. So.
All I heard was, ghostly talk. Like, yeah! Yeah!
But even though the snowball net thing is over with,
mm-hmm,
that Aussie bloke guy is still going.
Is he still going?
Yeah, because he didn't give a date. He just said in June.
In June?
Yeah. And it was the three small impacts and before the big impact.
Okay.
And we've had the three impacts. We're just waiting on the big one.
So what you're saying then is today don't really matter if it didn't come down.
It
could come down tomorrow.
Snowball.
Clyde also said, too.
It was just coincidental that Snowball and the Aussie bloke guy came together at roughly the same time.
Hmm.
Well, hey, you guys, I know a date that's going to be definite, and that's tomorrow. Isn't the remote viewing project... data?
It's due today.
It's due today?
Today's the drop dead date. It is the 20th, and today is the 20th.
God, I am just so...
Did you send yours in?
No.
Me neither. I wanted to do it on yesterday.
Because you guys talked,
didn't
you?
Friday. I wanted to do it Friday, and then my I was planning on going home after work and doing it, because I was reading stuff all week, trying to get it in my head on how to do it. And my best friend's grandmother passed away,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
I spent the whole day over there instead. And I went home for 5 minutes just to go home and change. And I've been running around doing that stuff ever since.
Well, we have until 12 o'clock tonight, don't we?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
I guess, it would be 12 o'clock. We didn't specify the time, did we?
But you can say it takes 5 to 10 minutes to do it.
I could have sworn today was the 19th.
You sit down with a piece of paper, you write the code on the top, right? Because the code's all over the place. You write the code on the top, and you do your drawings. You just sit there. 5, 10 minutes is all it takes.
Yeah, I seen the video, and I read all the stuff on it, so I know what to do. It's just a matter of doing it. Shouldn't take long, I don't think.
I think you should do it.
It's a matter of being home.
I'm going to try.
It's a matter of being home. Yeah. It's a matter of being out of the bed, too.
You could do it during the next half hour.
If you want, I can call you.
You can run upstairs. I got paper right there.
Like, hello. I'm usually up that late now.
And you could run upstairs and do it. I don't have a scanner anymore because Scott's got it, but we could all go to Scott's house, scan all the stuff in.
You can all go to Scott's house. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I still have to hook that thing up.
My problem is finding a quiet place in my house to do it.
So
I can vouch for that.
Do it here. Do it here during the next half hour. Or you do it during the next half hour, run upstairs, do it. And then you do it during the next half hour. The only rule is you can't talk to each other. About that, anyway.
I don't know if we're violating some kind of protocol.
If you do it in the same physical spot, that's okay. But you just can't talk to each other about it, and you can't show your drawings around.
Well, we're project managers on this, so it's very, very. We have to maintain these protocols, Doug.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm just making
sure. I think that satisfies the protocol.
If we don't go out on a hunt tonight, I will have 3 hours today, tonight, to do it.
Do you have a scanner at home?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Okay.
And a fax machine, too.
Oh, wow. So you can just fax it directly to Vance.
Do you have his...
You have to email him for that.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to email Vance for that.
He emails back in 10 minutes, so... That'll work.
It happened again the other night.
Yeah?
When did I email him? I replied an email he sent me at, like, midnight. And it was, like, 12:03. Wham! Hey, what's up, dude? What are you doing up so late? And I'm like, dude, you are the king of the email, man.
He probably has, like, an email buzzer that goes off.
I think he's got to connect to a pager or something. Because I've never seen somebody reply that quick before. I've just never seen somebody pop an email back that fast. I mean, if you want to, like, you can literally have a conversation with this guy on email. That's how fast he is. That is, those are the drop dead. I guess we have to specify that drop dead date is today. Drop dead time will be midnight tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Anything after that will not be accepted. I guess we can't accept it.
I guess not.
And Vance the tough dude, so I wouldn't want to try to cross over on him.
Yeah, but what if only a couple people did it because they got busy? Oh.
Vance has it on the page. Have you been on the Open Remote Viewing Project page? How many people have submitted? No, you haven't, have you? Because if you were on that page, you would see how many people have submitted so far. Thank you. Yeah, there you go. Take that.
I'm off the page. I thought today...
No, actually, at last I checked, there were 7 people that have submitted stuff.
I need a break.
No, I'm playing, dude. No, actually, on the page, if you go to the page, it's on the very bottom. Fans actually put submissions received, and the last I checked was a couple days ago. I think it's at 7.
Awesome.
So there's...
That totally rocks.
Yeah, so there's people participating. It's really cool.
Excellent.
I think a lot of people were... I had... questions come in, and they're like, I just don't want to do, I'm nervous. I'm like, what are you nervous about? Well, you don't have to put your name on it, first of all.
Right. Well, that's kind of bothered, it would bother me, too.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't know, because when you do a drawing, you know, you do your remote viewing, you sit down, you take your 5-10 minutes, you look at the code, and you do your drawing as best you can.
Yeah.
How do you know? You have absolutely no clue. And I personally would be nervous to send that in. I would be a nervous wreck, and I probably wouldn't. Mm-hmm. A lot of the journal articles I write, they don't go up on the website.
Really?
I write it all out. I write, you know, 20, 30 paragraphs. And then I'm like, it's not good enough. And I just erase it all and go to a different page without...
I don't think I have anything that's private in mind. I just... I just open the book up and just go, okay, go ahead and read all of it.
Yeah.
Don't matter anymore. I think the last paranormally related article or journal entry I put up on there was like sometime like 2 years ago, I guess. But I mean, I use that thing as a means of fun nowadays, just to keep my head from exploding at work, I guess. And people always say, wait, comedy. And I'm like, dude, I'm just killing time. Yeah, I'm just killing time. But yeah, today will be the last day, though.
Okay.
Get your stuff in. I guess, you guys want to do that?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to try to do that?
Oh, live.
I think that's
live. Awesome. Live on the air. We're going to have remote viewing.
Live.
No, me, myself and you will do it.
Okay.
Has anybody seen Unexplained Mysteries?
I've seen some of them, but not.
Well, this episode was really cool. It was about the Earth's power spots, and they had Stonehenge on there.
Oh.
They had the pyramids, how they fall on those
ley lines.
Yeah. Yes, and they were talking about this spot in New Mexico. It's Maya. No, maybe it's Maya. About the hum that annoys all the 2% of the residents. It causes them to go insane. They can't figure out what it
is. There's a hum?
It's like a low frequency hum.
There's also one of those cropped up in Indiana.
Journalistic responsibility.
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah. And what do you think aliens are?
Why talking about this kind of stuff?
Aliens.
Responsibility is usually holding the truth back. I'm trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Just when you thought it was safe to get drunk, then say hi to your friends.
Drunken Dialing.
Drunken Dialing.
Just when you thought it was safe, then make that booty call.
Drunken Dialing.
Drunken Dialing.
Oh.
There's a kangaroo cake plastic in my coffee.
Oh.
www.drunkendialing.com.
Good night. Good night, dummy. Oh, Alan, what can I do? Oh, Alan, what can I do?
Starting again to try.
Hurry up.
Come on, get in there.
I'm back.
Get in there, man.
I'm in my chair.
Woo! Are you comfortable?
I'm comfortable. Welcome back to the Haunted Basement Studios in Fraser, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk. I am Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And Karma here.
And as promised, we
He's out. He's gone. We kicked him out.
He's in timeout.
Yep. We made him have a timeout. He's gone upstairs to do his part of the remote viewing project.
Yes.
So we're awaiting. He won't even show it to us.
He'll probably show it to me.
He's not supposed to show.
He better not.
He shows me a lot of things.
Oh. Ew, I don't want to think of that. Anyway,
he shows you guys stuff.
So usually it's like all the garbage in the bottom of his truck and Anyway, yeah. So what happens is we've sent Will upstairs to do his part of the remote viewing project.
Yeah.
And then he's going to come up with a drawing. He's not going to show it to any of us. Okay.
All right.
And and then Karma's going to do hers after the show. So we're going to have two more submissions. There's already, did he say nine?
Eight
submissions.
Eight submissions.
So this will make 10. So that'll be awesome. And hopefully some other people will think, oh, I'm going to take my 5 minutes out and do it right now. So, might as well.
Let's see
what happens. So 5-10 minutes is all it takes. You just, print out the forms.
And they're right on the site. Go to the open remote viewing page we have up on the site right now, and you can download all the forms you need.
Yep.
They're all pre-done. No work. All you have to do is just do the remote viewing and get them to Vance somehow.
Get them to Vance. According to the page, there's like 14 hours left.
According to the page, yeah. I don't understand that.
I don't either, but hey, take advantage of it.
I'm trying to like figure that out mathematically. 14 hours.
It's tomorrow sometime.
Yeah, well, here in our time zone, but not everybody's in our time zone.
Vance is in the same time zone we are.
Yeah. But maybe he adjusted it for all time zones. I don't know.
Ooh. He thinks like that. He thinks ahead like that.
Yeah, he might have gone all the way to the international dateline or something. I don't know. But anyway, so we're having a project is going on as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
In the same building that the Haunted Basement Studios is in, so that's pretty awesome. We're broadcast live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Pioneer Radio Network. That's pioneer.rolo.net, R-O-L-O.net. Our website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com.
I'm proud of you,
Doug. Must put the H and the S in there.
Ghostly Talk.
And so ghostlytalk.com.
Yes.
And all kinds of cool stuff going on the website. We're toward the end of drop dead date of the open remote viewing project, which of course we're very excited about. We brought Vance and Trinity Science International in on that project we're working together on it. So we're hoping that we get some good data out of that just to see what's up? What's up with this remote viewing stuff? See what happens and add to the collective amount of data there is for remote viewing. So Trinity Science is, of course, Vance's organization. That is trinityscience.com. There's a link, of course, up on our website.
And this is a guinea pig kind of project, too, because this is the first time we've ever tried anything like this with the show or I'm
sure... Has there been anything like this? I mean,
nothing, no.
I mean, I know George Norrie always has that thing where, ooh, everybody think at 12 noon tomorrow, think, rain or something to get rid of some fire that's going on in the desert or something, or think dissipate or something to get rid of a hurricane, things like that. But I don't know.
Been done before.
Yeah, I don't think that's very scientific, and this is rather scientific.
It's very scientific.
Got all kinds of controls.
Just trying to see how it's going to work out. Because like I said earlier, if you could hear us, I heard we got cut out for a while.
Hey,
Doug pulled an Al Bundy, nice. But we're gonna see how this works out, though, and if it works out, we'll do it again. And
why not?
We'll try to get more people involved.
See what happens.
And
I'd like to try it, but I would be nervous.
Sure I'll be nervous too, but I would really like. I'm very curious just to see what would actually happen, or how my data would count, would stand up next to other people's data, so to say, just to see if I have a clue, if I actually do something like this.
I've been studying a lot lately, and a lot of the books that I read say that everybody has you know, these kinds of talents.
Yeah, it's just a matter of honing them in.
It's a matter of working with them. So, for example, I don't think that's entirely true. I think it's a lot like any of the senses. I would say the vast, vast majority of people have all five of the recognized scientific senses, you know, which are what? Hearing, sight, taste,
touch.
Feeling, touch, and smell.
Yep.
Right? So everybody has those five, except there are certain people who don't. You know, there's people without sight, there's people without
hearing.
I don't know anybody who can't taste, you know, except for folks with dentures, maybe.
Or people that stick those tongue rings through their tongue, they can lose a lot of their taste buds by doing that.
Oh, do they?
You lose a quarter of your taste buds if you get a tongue ring.
Wow.
I read that somewhere. Yeah, that can actually
happen. Illness that makes you, like, where you can't taste.
I'm sure that could happen, but I think that there's, you know, that's actually, you know, kind of rare.
No, I'm imagining.
I think that the majority of people have the five, you know, at least most of the five senses. So I think the vast majority of people have the ability to do these things that that psychics and other people can do,
mm-hmm.
remote viewers, you know, that they can do. So I think that people have these kinds of abilities. It's just a matter of finding out if you have them or not. You've got to try it out.
You've got to try to do it.
And
everybody I've talked to on this show and off this show say the same thing. It's a learned ability. You know, we all have it in us, but you do have to learn how to do it. And it's very simple to use the analogy learning how to ride a bicycle. The first time you tried riding a bike, what happened? You usually fell.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to fall a few times, but if you keep practicing and you keep doing it, the repetition will help you out and it'll create... Well, it'll teach you how to do this. You'll learn how to do this naturally through your own mind.
Right.
Everybody I've talked to said the same thing.
You have to build the pathways. You have to build the circuit pathways because they go unused. If they go unused, they're not gonna be built. They're not gonna be there. Like for vision, for people who have vision, people who can see, you built those circuit pathways in your brain to analyze the visual data going in.
Yeah.
And you did that just because of probably all the stimuli that you were getting.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to process it. So you built the circuit pathways. Well, you've got to build the circuit pathways to use your remote viewing skills.
Mm-hmm.
If you have them, you've got to build the circuit pathways to use the telepathy skills if you have that. So any of that stuff, you've got to exercise your brain.
There are some people that bump their head or get into an accident or have some kind of major thing happen to them and they wake up and they're psychic.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of that before, right?
Well, I've mostly seen that on TV. But yes, I have heard of that.
On that, my mind's going blank, but there's a website, the ADC Project,
mm-hmm.
and they have people, because they deal with that, they do research, they have people submit things, and there's like a menu option on there where do you have psychic abilities due to an accident? Or something, or a near-death experience.
It's on a form or something?
No, it's basically to gather data from different people, and they do like an overall, you know, they analyze it, and then they say, well, this amount of people who had a near-death experience, now they're psychic, or these people after a near-death experience, they have been in contact with dead people, or they just gather all the data, and then they come to a conclusion. And what they found with different people.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, you were mentioning senses a second ago. I think we discussed this one time at a restaurant. I read this somewhere, and it's an interesting thing to think about concerning your sight. It's been proposed, and well, it's actually happened, I guess, to some people, that if you were to be blind, completely blind, but you couldn't see anything, and you were instantaneously healed, let's say, somebody, you know, brought your vision back, or some medicine or some miracle cure brought your vision back, and you open your eyes, and all of a sudden, whammo, here's everything in front of you. Now you can see. Most people say, doctors, accredited doctors say that would give you a heart attack, because all that stimuli coming into your brain at one time after you've had zero coming in, let's say you lived your life for 25 years, from birth till 25 with no vision whatsoever, and then all of a sudden you were able to see, and you open your eyes up and you see everything in front of you, and people take that for granted. I mean, I look around right now in front of me, and there's hundreds of things in front of me, hundreds of different objects and things that I can look at and go, Pepsi can.
Yeah, most of them are Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. Yeah. clock. Ooh, figurine. Ooh, you know, but at least my mind's trained. I've had vision my whole life. I've been able to see clearly my whole life.
So you've learned to process the stuff that comes in
and even flow.
Ignore 99.9%
well, yeah.
of it. And what's
but if you but if you've been
moment?
Blind your whole life and you open your eyes up, of course you're gonna have the curiosity of a child. You're gonna look at everything like you've never seen it before, because in reality you have never seen it before. And they say that would send such a strain on your system that it could possibly give you a heart attack.
Oh yeah.
It would send you into overdrive. You'd be like, "Whoa, look at all this stuff." You know?
And your brain wouldn't be able to process it.
It
just doesn't have the pathways. It's all neural pathways. They
have to give you like a timeout on that. Like, hey, we have to put this blindfold over you now for a little bit.
That's why they start, with a really, really, really dark glass.
They probably have to, things like that.
The welder's glass and stuff like that.
But that's why I've always found things like,
I thought that was more for light.
Well, some people have problems with light. I have problems with light. It's why I wear those gigantic sunglasses all the time.
You're just trying to be cool.
No, I really have bad. My eyes are not good with the sun. I have problems.
Mine aren't either. When I'm driving, I'm like,
really.
But I've always found that funny with respect to sight, and I've read the stories on it, and I've actually seen it on TV. You know, and there are stories too, where the preacher makes the blind man see, and all of a sudden, oh my God, I can see! Yay! Walks away.
Yeah.
That guy would probably keel over and die if he did something. He'd probably be doing more harm to the guy than good by bringing his vision back miraculously through the power of you-know-who. But that's just something to think about. I know we talked about it one night at a restaurant somewhere and discussed that. And it just seems pretty funny. It's not a funny thing, but to instantly get your sight back, I mean, that'd be a huge change.
Right.
I mean, of all the things, of all your five senses that you use... I mean, I'm sure you use. I know I use all of mine a lot, but vision is. I mean, I don't. I guess there's been a discussion. I've heard discussions where what is the most important sense that you have? What's the one you need the most? And I know it's been argued for sight, because I mean, you with your eyes you do everything. I mean, you walk, you do all your work. You look at the computer. If I lost my eyes,
you see who you're taking home.
Well, yeah.
Can I fill out your face for a minute?
Well, that's where the taste, that's where your taste sense comes in, though. Is you're like going glug, glug, glug all night long.
Yeah.
And that's
you overdose not, your taste sense,
yeah.
And look what happens.
There you go.
Your vision, you get the beer guy.
But what happens is there are non-sighted people who live absolutely perfectly in the world with no problem.
Well, yeah, they've adjusted.
Yeah, right.
And they have their own, they live by their own means with the handicap that they have.
And then there are other senses.
I don't know. I've seen people do better than me. I mean,
well, yeah, there's some pretty brilliant people. Yeah,
I've been unable to walk around in my own house sometimes in the dark, and I don't know how they do it. That's all I can say. So
isn't it true?
I admire that.
Isn't it true? If you lose your sight, your hearing gets better.
Well, yeah,
they
propose that. Yeah, once one sense goes down, the others will take over and compensate for that loss. So you get better hearing.
I've heard that, but I've also heard the argument that perhaps it doesn't actually get better. Perhaps what
you
happens
just focus
is you're,
more on
you're
it.
Paying more attention.
You're paying more attention to it. Yeah.
So I've heard both sides of that argument.
And I was going to bring up too that people who are dying when they get that film over their eyes and they can't see no longer, but their hearing is like phenomenal.
Film over the eyes?
Yeah. A lot of people that are dying of a terminal illness, one of the signs that you can tell that they're about ready to pass is they get this white film over their eyes where they can no longer see. Like,
really?
People are terminally ill, and their hearing is just so great. Like, you think that they're, like, gone, but they can hear everything you're saying. They can hear the changes in your voice, and they get upset, and they'll pull away from you. And if you've ever gone through, like, someone who was, like, really terminally ill, when they're on their deathbed,
mm-hmm.
That's what it's like. It's kind of weird because you think that, you know, because they can't see, they're not moving, that they're not even, like, responding to you, but you'll notice that when you start to get upset, they jerk away or they start to tremble.
I've never seen that,
so...
It's creepy.
But the... you were saying before the break that there were... That you saw some stories on TV on the Unexplained Mystery Show.
Yeah.
About ghost lights.
Ghost lights, yes.
Of course, that's one of my absolute passions.
That,
right?
I thought of you when they said that. I'm like, oh, I should call Doug right now. It's 10 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I'd have been like, I'm asleep. when I went down to Bragg Road, well, to Texas, I went to Bragg Road, and I was looking for a ghost light and Bigfoot, you know, and I didn't see either, but I did get to talk with the sheriff and everything. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. But I ghost lights are something that really attracts me, and I really want to see one eventually. And, of course, we keep trying up at Morrow Road, but that one just is pretty lame or lazy or something and doesn't show up. The only thing that really shows up is Bonnie's light.
They get scared
light.
Of the flashlight.
They get scared and of
they run
Bonnie's
away.
Street light run away.
Yeah.
But what happens is there is a ghost light here in Michigan. The only problem is Michigan...
12 hours away.
Yeah.
It's a huge state.
Michigan is kind of a large state.
It's
so
two states.
It's
we
two
just
states
took over the other. Said, this is ours.
This one's ours.
It
that
should
one's
be.
Yours,
it should
but
be,
now they're both the
it
state.
It should be really Wisconsin.
You would think so. I don't know why Wisconsin hasn't stood up and said, hey, we want
Michigan.
That.
It's hugging lower
Michigan. You know. But there is one in near Watersmeet, Michigan. Watersmeet, and mm-hmm. they call it the Paulding Light
yeah.
in Paulding, Michigan. But Watersmeet's the next. I don't know if you can call Watersmeet a big city, but you know. And so it's near Watersmeet in Paulding, and the Paulding Light is actually fairly reliable, from what I understand, because they've actually put up a state, you know, the state paid for a sign that says, you know, this is the site of the Paulding Light, and they give a little story about it. So the Paulding Light is here in Michigan. There's of course the one on in Rensselaer, Indiana, which is only 5 hours away, five and a half hours away.
Mm-hmm.
Rensselaer, Indiana. There's Moody's Light. They call it Moody's Light. Mm-hmm. Farmer Moody, looking for his son.
Farmer Moody.
Well, there's a lot of stories. The stories on the internet do not agree with the story that's in that ghost series with Patrick McNee as
your
host,
box set,
in my box set of ghost stories. In the box set of ghost stories, the Moody's Light, what it is, it's in Rensselaer, Indiana, and Farmer Moody, his son was being abducted. So Farmer Moody hops on his tractor with his lantern, this was lantern days, but they still had tractors. I don't get it. And starts chasing after the abductor. And how did it go after that? Obviously, he never got his son back. Farmer Moody ended up hanging himself from a tree. The tree is now cut down, and there's just a tree stump there.
Okay.
Or at least there was in, 1980, or whenever they did that series. And they showed the tree stump. They said, on this tree, you know, Farmer Moody hung himself. And evidently, if you go there on the road, this is another one of them where you flash your lights three times, right? The light is supposed to appear in the distance and come towards you and be swinging like someone's swinging a lantern.
Yeah.
And they tried it, and it didn't work. And then they tried it again, and it worked for the camera. And it sort of upset them. You know, they didn't expect it to happen because all of a sudden there's this light in the middle of nothingness, right? So they went to check it out, and sure enough, in that direction there is a stop sign, and he actually goes up and he shakes the stop sign, says, see, it could reflect light, I guess. He says, I don't think it's what we saw. And then he went over to a street sign, which is really cool because I plan on using that information. Goes to the street sign, shakes the street sign, and this could reflect light because that's what street signs are built to do, is reflect your headlights so that you can see it, read it in the dark. And so it could have been either of those reflecting the light, but he's like, where would the original light be that it's reflecting? Because we saw just a single light in the distance. So, evidently, Moody's Light is pretty regular as well, and you can call it by flashing your headlights three times. So, the story on the internet's completely different.
Well, the thing that I'm...
The story on the internet talks about... just real quick, the story on the internet talks about the daughter, and they don't specify that it's Moody, Farmer Moody.
Mm-hmm.
They say something about the farmer's daughter was allowed to go to an event with some guy who killed her or something, and then
what's the meaning of three then? Because, you know,
talk three times, flash your light three times.
Yeah, I've seen that with numerous stories. I'm just curious about. It just got me thinking there for a second. What's with this number three? You know, I mean, as far as these things are concerned,
the first two are to get the ghost's attention. I guess I don't know.
But what's the third one for?
I don't know.
Well, some phenomena is like in the shape of a triangle. Three could be a triangle. you know.
Well, yeah, that's prevalent in a lot of occult symbology. We see that a lot. The number three, you know, three-sided triangle.
I'm not in
the occult. I'm not in the occult either, but I just read up on it. I've seen that. But you know, we're going to be checking that out though. We're going to be checking one of those places out next month though.
I hope to go check out Rensselaer, Indiana. And then also you said something. Not only did you say this is what really freaked me out, because you were just saying, oh, has any of you seen the Unexplained Mysteries?
Uh-huh.
And then you mentioned that, and then you said something about a woman.
This next week.
Oh, the one coming up? Okay.
Yeah, and also you can check it out on Saturday nights at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's on Channel 50 here.
Which is UPN.
Yes.
The UPN network.
And, the next week's stories are going to be about a woman who solved her own murder.
Okay.
She solved her own murder. She was coming to people. They don't give you too much. They give you, like, a little teaser.
Right. But so you watch the show, yeah.
It's to the extent of, like, coming to people in their dreams, getting these little hints and clues, and probably a psychic was involved in it. And, yeah, so she basically solved her own murder.
Mm-hmm. I've read stories like that. I have. What that reminded me of is there is a cemetery in Indiana. Unfortunately, it's 2 hours away from Rensselaer. But there's a cemetery in Indiana. Evidently, it's got 100 steps or some number of steps. Okay.
Three.
No, it's not three. And what you do is you're supposed to climb the steps and count the steps as you're going up. Okay. When you get to the top,
you're going 99. 100.
Sounds like a drunk came up with that.
All the creepiness just fled that story. But, but it is true. I'm sorry, but that is true.
Take
that's pretty
myself
much
and you yeah, up those steps. And you want to say, okay, you want me to actually talk while I'm trying to climb these stairs too?
Don't even care if there's 10 or 50. There's more than three. So anyway, you go up the stairs and you count them as you go up. And then when you get to the top of the stairs, you turn around. And even if you go up as a group, even if many people go up, it doesn't matter. You go up, you each individually count these steps, right? Turn around. You're supposed to see the figure of the first caretaker of the cemetery who will reveal to you in a vision how you're going to die.
What?
Oh, man.
What happens is, if you have to then go down the steps and count the steps going down. If you come up with a different number going down of steps than you did going up, then the vision will come true.
That's just a little too complicated for me.
If you get the same,
I would lie and say, "Oh, I missed one back there." I know I count it wrong. I can't even get my days right.
I count it wrong. I must be going to die of old age. So I don't know.
That's a pretty spooky story.
Pretty scary story, yeah. And if you try and cheat it by going down or going up the hill without going on the stairs or going down the hill, if you try and cheat, you will be pushed down by an invisible hand, pushed down to the ground by an invisible hand that will leave a red hand mark on your body wherever he pushed you.
Yeah.
It'll leave a red...
Permanent?
You know, not permanent. It takes 4 or 5 days to go away. That's what they say. Now, unfortunately, that's a ways away from Rensselaer, so I don't know if we'll make it there.
I don't know if I'd want to go there.
I'd love to go there. That sounds very interesting.
I'd try it.
I wouldn't climb the stairs. I'd watch it.
You would watch other people?
Over the ghost. Shoulder.
Yeah. What are you showing him?
What are you guys looking at, man? Oh, hi, Mr. Grim Reaper. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, that must be what he sounds like.
Yeah, that's actual audio of the Grim Reaper. Let's take a quick break, guys. What do you think?
Okay.
That sounds great.
Because for some reason, my voice is straining so bad today. I don't know why. I think from screaming all day yesterday.
Well, sounds good in the headphones, so.
Does it sound real?
That's what counts.
Does it sound real good to you, Doug?
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a quick break, though. And, you know, I have an idea. I want to go for the next segment.
Yeah?
We'll wait for the next segment, though. I'll tell you about it during the break.
Surprise segments coming up here on Ghostly Talk.
We'll be right back.